This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Last week we spoke about the evil eye and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek refuge from all forms of evil until two surahs of the Quran were revealed. And those two surahs are قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And once these were revealed, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite them for protection from evil. He would recite them before he went to sleep and pass his hands over his body to whichever point he could reach, such that he would be protected from any evil. You see, today we have the smartphone and we upload everything, or most of our lives are up on the internet. We want to show people when we are eating, when we are drinking, when we are even falling off to sleep at times. We fall off to sleep online, we must be online. In fact, pictures of our food, our children, our homes, our cars, our businesses are all up online. And what this results in is people watching your life. And their life may not be as glamorous, as beautiful as yours. So they become jealous of you. Hence, we say that don't be a person who is so worried about the evil eye of others, but seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't upload every part of your life online. Not everybody needs to see what food you are eating, what you are drinking, how your children look. Not everybody needs to know this and see this. Why should they have to see every part of your life? Yes, social media can be used for benefit. We can actually put something of benefit, a hadith a day, an ayah a day, a reminder to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use it for that, to build your Jannah. As for your personal life, then keep it to yourself, because not only do we have the evil eye where a person is jealous of another, but even when someone is pleased to the point where they are dazzled by that which they see, they can affect you with that eye. So this is why we have the dua. When we look into the mirror, we say, Allahumma hassin khuluqi kama hassanta khalqi. Oh Allah, purify or make my character beautiful in the manner that you have beautified my being, my face, my body, everything that is there. Why? Because even a person himself, when he looks into the mirror and he becomes amazed by that which he sees, he can actually put the evil eye on himself. So we take a few steps. One is not to post every part of our lives online. Number two, and more importantly in fact, is to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the evil that is out there. And we discussed Surah Al-Falaq and what it means. And today, inshallah, we will briefly go through Surah Al-Nas. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ.
Say, I seek refuge in the creator of the people, the Rabb, the Lord of the people. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the king of the people, the owner of the people. Ilahin nas, the God of the people, the one who is worthy of being worshipped.
What do we notice in this ayah, or in these three ayat? There is something that is common. An-nas, an-nas, and an-nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the people, and He's telling you to seek refuge in Him from the people. Why? Because from amongst the people are those who are evil. From amongst the people are those who are ill-intended. So seek refuge from them. But who are you seeking refuge in? In the one who created them. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. The creator of those people. So He can protect you. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. The king of the people, the owner of the people. You see, Malik has or is extracted from the word mulk, which is dominion, kingdom, ownership. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our owner. He owns us. We belong to Him. And this is why we say, Inna lillah. Indeed, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And to Him we shall return. So you are seeking refuge in the one who owns all of the people. Ilahin nas. He is the one worthy of worship. He is the only one that we are meant to be worshipping. I am worshipping you, O Allah. So here I am seeking refuge in you. I admit that you are the creator, you are the owner, and you are the one worthy of worship. I seek refuge in you, Ya Allah. I come with my iman, with my belief in my heart to you, O Allah, for protection from the people. So you see how powerful these two surahs are. An-Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. From the evil of the whispering devil, the one who whispers and withdraws himself as well. So the scholars mention, what does withdraw himself mean? Al-Khannas. What does that mean? It means that he whispers when you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tries to influence your thought and your actions by whispering to you. So he comes to you and says certain things. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. The one who whispers in the breasts of people. So he whispers when you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the minute you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he withdraws and he runs away. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that when the muadhin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, when he makes the takbir of the adhan, then shaitan becomes very small and he runs away such that it is heard from him the passing of wind. Allahu Akbar. He runs away from the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you find yourself being influenced by negative thoughts, evil thoughts, bad thoughts, thoughts that are leading you to have bad thought or bad influence on other people, then what do? You say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And when you say this, then it actually lifts the influence of the devil on you. He withdraws, al-khannas. He withdraws from you when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He only has influence and he only can whisper when you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You become heedless of him. You haven't thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some time. You don't remember him. Then shaitan comes and he whispers. The minute you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he goes away. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. The one who whispers into the breasts of people. He whispers into your heart. He tells you certain things. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once walking from the masjid. He was in i'tikaf and he was accompanying Safiya to her house at night. So as he is walking in the darkness of the night, there are two companions who noticed that that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he's walking with a woman. So they rushed forward and they tried to get ahead. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala rislikuma. Hold on, take it easy. Innaha Safiyyah. indeed this is Safiya. And then he said to them that, so they said, Subhanallah, Ya Rasulallah, glory be to Allah, O Messenger of Allah, do you think that we would think any otherwise? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that shaitan runs within you the running of blood. So I feared that he would have put something evil into your minds. So to clarify, I made it clear to you that that is Safiya I'm walking with. Don't think any otherwise. You see, shaitan runs within our blood. And this is how he whispers to us. And the most amazing part of this is that the last verse of this, of the surah, min al-jinnati wan-nas, from amongst the jinn kind and the mankind. So not only do you have the shayateen that we don't see, shaitan and his army from the jinn, but you also have those from amongst the ins, the human beings who actually intend evil, want evil, plot evil, plan evil, have evil within them and only think evil. And such people have the capacity to whisper to you, not in the same manner that shaitan whispers to you in your heart, because he runs in your blood. But these human beings tell you certain things. You know, they influence you through your ears. So, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, the one who whispers in the hearts of people. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. How? They tell you something and that influences your heart and your emotion. And here we must say that, you know, as soon as a person is influenced by magic or evil eye and they go to someone, what does that person say? A lot of the times, if that person is not God-fearing, they will tell you, that is your uncle. He has done such and such to you. It is your aunt. It is your brother. It is your sister. It is your mother. It is your father. It is your child that has done something to you. Why? Because now they are achieving two things. Shaitan is achieving two things. Number one, he's already caused some sort of sorcery, or he's allowed some sort of sorcery to happen on you. And he's influenced you with some sort of magic. And at the same time, he's telling you that it's your brother, it's your uncle, it's your aunt. So now he's splitting up family members as well. So he's achieved two things, killed two birds with one stone. Most of the time, or all of the time, these shayateen are lying. They are telling lies in order to cause split amongst family members. So be very careful of what you hear from a person who you approach. In fact, in the first place, when you approach someone for magic or someone for the evil eye and you want advice or you want them to recite ruqya upon you, make sure you know who you are approaching. And first and foremost, start with ruqya upon yourself. What is ruqya upon yourself? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي, various verses from the Quran. Read upon yourself. You don't need to go to other people. And then when you do, then very selectively choose who you go to. Why? Because if you go to the wrong person, they will sow discord in your family. They will sow problems. They will tell you it is your uncle, your aunt, your brother, your sister. And they are lying. They only want to cause the family to split, such that they are happy that they have achieved their cause. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us one more thing, and this is the last point that I want to highlight before we end off today. He tells us that مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا قَدْ وُكِّلَ بِهِ قَرِينُ, there is none of you except, or no one of you except that his qareen has been attached to him. He's a devil has been attached to him. So each one of us has a devil. So the Sahaba, the companions, radiallahu anhum, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa anta ya Rasulullah, and what about you, O Messenger of Allah? So he says, na'am, yes, illa anna allaha a'anani alayhi fa aslam, except that Allah help me over him. So he became a Muslim. فَلَا يَأْمُرُونِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ, so he only tells me to do that which is good. So each one of us has a devil with us. And if we don't harness the influence of that devil on us, if we don't harness it in, then we will begin to affect others as well. We may not even know it. We look at somebody else and we say, wow, look at what he has. And we're actually putting the evil eye on him without knowing. Why? Because we're not seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our own souls. Sometimes, and a lot of the time, we find that we talk about other people and how they can influence us and how they can put evil on us. But what about our evil and how we can affect other people? This is why we recite Al-Falaq and Nas. They are known as Al-Mu'awwidhatan, which is the two protectors. They protect us from evil and they protect us from harming others with the evil of our own influence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand and to practice upon what has been said. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.